A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Look, the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The tallest trees will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will hack down the thickets of the forest with an axe, and Lebanon with its majestic trees will fall. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be the fear of the Lord. This morning as I got up, my husband gave me his usual report of the morning news, headlines from his iPhone. I don't know what source he's getting them from or why he chooses to begin his day and mine in this manner, because usually it's a little more than I want to bear at the beginning of a new day. Each night's sleep is to me an act of rejuvenation, an opportunity to refill my empty tank with a fresh infusion of energy and hope. Why drain it at the first break of sunrise with news that another Syrian town has been destroyed, that the unemployment rate is up another 0.1%, that the U.S. Congress seems ready to throw itself off the fiscal cliff? There are days when you'll get a sweet story about a rhinoceros mother adopting and nursing some baby piglets as her own. But more often than not, news from the zoo speaks of a gorilla trampling an unsuspecting tourist rather than Isaiah's version of the peaceable kingdom breaking out, as we hear later in our lectionary reading today. Last I checked, lions were still devouring calves, and 5.5 million people were bitten by snakes last year, with approximately 25,000 of them dying. I know. I just checked it on my husband's iPhone. It's not good news out there. Boughs are being lopped with terrifying power, the tallest trees cut down and the lofty brought low, the thickets of the forest hacked through with an axe, majestic trees falling. What causes such devastation? What a noise it makes, and who would not notice? Who would not be captivated by the ruckus and destruction? There are pictures. My word, we have even got exclusive live streaming video, and it's coming to us from every corner of the earth. How can we ignore the terrific crash of great trees falling? And where, pray tell, is God in all this? That's what the people of Israel wanted to know when Isaiah first prophesied these words 2,600 years ago. Isaiah was preaching at a time when Israel was on the edge of destruction, in endless war with its neighbors, when kings and nations and temples were crumbling, the lofty brought low. The headlines were not good. And it seemed God was at the helm of destruction, that God's promises and protection for Israel had come to an end, indeed that God had abandoned the people, until Isaiah called them to look a little closer. Don't focus on the headlines, he says. God's not going to be found intervening in the big stuff, in the important news of the day. God's not going to fix the situation by swooping down on a chariot. God's plan for planet Earth will not involve armies and strategies and a new massive social media campaign. Rather, a shoot shall spring from the stump of Jesse. From one of the trees that has been whacked down, from a mere stump that looks like it's dead, look, a tiny vulnerable shoot emerges. Now, who will notice such a thing as a singular shoot? Who's even aware when it begins? Here is a tiny new life, so small as to be hidden from the one who just stares out over the decimated woodland and only catches the major headlines. Here is where God is at work, not in the big, but in the tiny. This is the way God always works. We see it all through the Bible. Over and over again, it's not the big nations God chooses as his own, but one of the tiniest on the face of the earth. And it's not from among the most powerful of their families that God chooses their leaders, but from among shepherds. And when God chooses to come and dwell in their midst, it will not be in the largest of their towns, but the dinky backwaters of Bethlehem. And it won't be in Bethlehem's finest hotels, but in a cave where cows moan and rats run. God acts in the little shoot growing in surprising places, desperate places, seemingly dead places. Why is this important to us today? First, because we have to ask ourselves, do we see it? Do we pay attention to the small ways that God is bringing forth life around us that we might not even see if we weren't really looking? What is it that captures our attention? Do we allow ourselves to be captivated by the big things in life, big church proclamations, big opportunities, big programs, and think that these are the only things worth pursuing, worth following? Or do we attend to the small? Do we count as valuable the one tiny effort here or there that seems like it won't have much impact at all, but actually is the means by which God plans to redeem the world? Not fashioning a forest, but growing one green sapling at a time. Which brings me to my second and I think more important point, that I hope each of you are able to see in yourself the shoot of Jesse. I hope you feel inside yourself that tiny little ember of strength and light that keeps burning, even when the world outside appears to be doing everything it can to squelch it out. It matters not that our own efforts at good seem minor and results unmeasurable, that no one notices them, that they never make the headlines. It matters not that we are tiny and alone and feeling a bit helpless before the vastness of it all. We still matter. We are God's shoots, and His Spirit rests upon us in our smallness. The Spirit plans to bring the kingdom through us. Pay attention and persevere.